We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
646, 645, beg your pardon, 15 before 7, Tuesday, December 1st, day 94 of Ida recovery, highs of 74 today. I'm Tommy Tucker, this is WWL, and we're talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, about what else? Brian Kelly coming to LSU. He'll have his press conference, first one at noon, so you can meet Coach Kelly and listen to it all here on WWL AM, FM, and the Odyssey app. We are, of course, the home of the Tigers. Hey, Jeff, how you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. Did Brian Kelly fly above the radar?
Meaning coming out of
where he was too big of a fish that nobody even considered him in terms of candidates other than Scott.
Well, he had made a statement earlier. This was after there was some speculation that Mike Tomlin might jump to the college football ranks. And Mike Tomlin said, hey, you know, unless somebody really offers me, you know, $200 million or something, whatever the contract might be, you know, I'm not considering it. And when Brian Kelly was asked about some of the head coaching vacancies that were around in on the college ranks, he said, hey, I kind of like Mike Tomlin's answer, you know, unless the fairy godmother, you know, is going to drop $250 million at my door, I'll have to have my wife take a look at it first. Well, it turned out it didn't need to be $250 million. It needed to be around $100
million. So $100 million,
yeah. I just think people thought, you know, I think kind of based on his age, 60 years old, he had said that Notre Dame was his dream job. It had come out that LSU had, shortly after they announced that they were parting ways with Ed Orgeron, that LSU approached Brian Kelly, and he told him no at that time. So I think the feeling was that, you know, he wasn't a serious candidate. When now you look back at it, Tommy, I mean, I know this is a cliche. He checks all the boxes that Scott Woodward was looking for.
And let me clean this up first. Who pays that money? Who pays that salary? Where does that come from? That's not at the expense of books and test tubes, is it?
Well, actually, I don't want to say a very small percentage of it, but most of that money is coming from different, whether it's the Tiger Athletic Foundation, basically private money pays much of this. I mean, it's publicly reported because he's a public employee, but as far as what actually comes from the university, it's a small percentage.
So for people that are saying, why do we pay all of this for him and not invest more in the educational aspect, it's apples and oranges, as if anything,
right?
Financially, LSU football contributes to the university, do they not?
That was actually, as far as athletic money, leftover athletic money, that is something that Scott Woodward, a practice that he has stopped since become athletic director. That was one of the things that he thought didn't make sense. Now, that's what he said that he was going to do. I have not seen any of the financial records to show that whether they have stopped contributing money back to the academic university. But that being said, at the time when LSU was doing that, they were one of very few universities in the country that was actually taking money generated from athletics and giving back to the academic side of the university.
That's interesting to know. We can take a quick break, Jeff, so I can give you some uninterrupted time when we come back. I want to know what you think the LSU fans' expectations are, and how would you, you know, look, nobody knows right now, and I'm asking the audience for their opinions, too, at 504-260-1870. There is no right or wrong here. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but just what does your gut tell you? What do you think, Brian, what would you, how do you define success for Brian Kelly, and what do you think his story is going to be at LSU? And nobody's going to say, ah, you were wrong, because we don't know. Everybody's just guessing at this point. 650, 10 till 7. You can text us at 504-260-1870 and let me know right now. It's time for traffic on WWL. It is 6:55, 5 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo about Brian Kelly. A text comes in, Tommy, money is fungible, so in the grand scheme, this money absolutely could be used for other needs at the university. Unfortunately, everyone knows that. I don't think everyone knows that at all. I think people are willing to contribute to the athletic fund, but unfortunately, they may not be willing to contribute to the scientific research fund, et cetera. Am I wrong there, Jeff? Jeff, you got me on mute?
Yeah, sorry, Tommy. I did have you on mute. I'm sorry. Could you repeat it again?
Well, the text is that in a grand scheme, this money absolutely could be used for other needs at the university. Unfortunately, everyone knows that. I don't think everyone knows that at all. I think people are willing to donate to athletics, whether you think it's right or wrong, but they will not donate to the science department or what this research or that or the other. I don't think they will. Do you?
Well, when you look at LSU's endowment, it has the lowest amount of funding in it than I think most SEC schools. It's near the bottom, if not last. So, yeah, I think more people are willing to donate to the athletic department than they are to the university. And also, I'd always wondered, Tommy, that the percentage of season ticket holders at LSU, how many of them actually graduated from LSU? I mean, that's the other part in this, mm-hmm. too. So, hey, you know, it's been a decades-old debate, right? I mean, all this money that gets poured into athletics, meanwhile, LSU's library is falling apart, and they really could use a new library. I mean, people could always donate to that.
I don't want to spend the rest of our time on it. I just thought I'd mention it. So is Brian Kelly another Nick Saban? Because let's face it, he is the standard, right, in the SEC? He is the thorn in LSU's side.
Nick Saban's the standard of all of college football. I don't think there will ever be another Nick Saban. I just think he's wired so much differently than any other college football coach, which is why his teams are either winning it or right there at the end, like they are again this year. Even though they got one loss, they beat Georgia on Saturday. They'll find themselves in the college football playoff, and I wouldn't bet against them that they can win another national championship if that occurs. But can Brian Kelly win another national championship at LSU? Certainly. When you take a look at Ed Orgeron and Les Miles, those were two guys that had a lot of faults and allowed a lot of things to occur within the program that I think, like a tactician, someone that's going to go over the small details like Brian Kelly, I think a guy who knows how to really run a football program, you put him in Baton Rouge with all the resources that you have here, with all the players that are available, he's got an excellent chance to win a national championship here. Is he going to go on a run of winning four national championships over a 7-year period? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's very difficult to do. Only a coach like Nick Saban can do that. And it's hard to ask other coaches to do something like that. But over the course of this 10-year contract, if he fulfills it, Tommy, if he wins one or two national championships, I think that is certainly a realistic expectation.
What do you think will satisfy or mollify LSU fans?
Well, they'll bellyache if they lose games next year. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
They'll bellyache if you only win by 20. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. I think they want to see a program where a coach is making strong hires as an assistant coach. They're going to recruit. They're going to finish in the top 5 in recruiting every year. and they're going to win double-digit games more times than not over this 10-year period.
Overall,
and then, like I say, every 3 or 4 years, hopefully have a team that's really a title contender, and when you get in that national championship game or the college football playoff, win it. I mean,
quick question. Thumbs up, thumbs down on a hire. Quick question.
Oh, it's a thumbs up. It's two thumbs up.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.